Blog Talk Radio. Thomas. So tonight we are going to hear from the one and only Prophet Antoine Thomas, but we are also going to hear it by Facebook. For those that do not have time or won't take time out or just not able to hear it by Blog Talk, and you are friends of mine and you're on Facebook, you will be hearing from the Facebook line for Blog Talk through my personal chat line, which will be included with Facebook Live. So excuse me for probably stumbling over words right there, but I was getting tuned to answer the prophet, which was telling me that he will be on in a few minutes. But I want to say this to you. When sometimes we don't have, we're in a position because the prophet does work third shift, and plus he's dealing with some situations from an accident. Sometimes we're not able to do Facebook as well as Blog Talk. But just in case, God told me to share this with people I know, because this may be the only time that they get a chance to hear from God. Because one thing I do know, I've been asking God not just for a spirit of discernment, but I've been asking God to give me an ear to hear him. I don't just want to hear him sometime. I don't just want to hear something like him. I want to hear God's instructions. Mm-hmm. You know how they say, oh, God told me to go that way and I got blessed. Whenever you hear God's voice and you do what he tells you to do, you will be blessed. So when he told me to put this on Facebook starting now, this is what he told me as of this week, this Monday on, to make sure his word get out. So if there's nothing I can give you, if I don't give you money, what you say, Minister Margo, the signal is interrupting and skipping. Okay, I don't know why that's going on, why the signal is interrupting and skipping, but we're going to praise God anyhow. God, have your way on the program tonight that your word would get out. Because as I was just saying, if I don't have anything to give you, if I don't have any money, any chicken dinners, any sandwiches or Subway or whatever, I do have the word of God. I do have prayer. I do have that to give to you, and that's freely. You don't have to give it back. You're not borrowing that. This is something we're giving you free of charge. But if at any time you would like to donate into this ministry, whatever man or woman of God is talking on that night, that Sunday morning or that Monday night or the Friday night, or if we have any special services coming up, if you want to plan into their life, they will give you their cash apps or whatever it is that you can get through to them. Because don't miss a chance to bless somebody, to be a blessing to them. Because if you pour a prophet a drink of water, you will reap a prophet's reward. If you get into your word, you will know your word, and you will know. This word, we don't charge. We're not selling it. We're giving it freely. So at this time, I'm going to stop for a moment because I get excited when I talk about God. I get excited when I talk about his word. I get excited when I get a chance to hear his word. I'm going to check on the line to see if the man of God is ready. And if he is, we're going to go right into the service, and we're going to let God have his way. And I want you to have your Bibles, pens, pencils, and papers to take down key notes, key scriptures, to write down something that the man of God will be saying on tonight that's going to get you excited. Y'all, let's get excited about God's word, okay? All right, man of God, are you on the line tonight?
I am, but if you can do me a favor, give me just about a minute, one more minute and a half, I'll be
okay,
all good.
I can do that. Okay, as you all heard, the man of God needs a little more time to get set up. But see, delayed don't mean denied. All right, let's get that out there. Delayed don't mean denied. But one thing I want you all to understand is that it's no coincidence you stumbled on this page or you was looking forward to this page. It's no coincidence. So if you can, I want you to stay on this page. I want you to share it because tonight, again, God has something for you. Somebody then asked him something. Somebody that asked him for something. Somebody that prayed for something. or somebody is praying for someone, or somebody is praying for themselves. But if you stay on this line tonight and you share it for somebody that you know, tag them in it. But if you just stay on this line, on this service tonight, you're going to get an answer. God is not asleep, nor is God on vacation, nor if he's on a coffee break, or nor he ain't out kicking it with his boys or his friends. Mm-mm, he ain't on no date. God is doing what God do, and all we got to do is just be patient, endure, spread his word, look for it, live for it, and live by it. As long as we do our part, God's going to do his part. We got to get to a place where we have to say, God, I know what I put on the altar. I know what I put on the table. I know what I put up before you. God, I'm trusting you to do it. But God, if you don't, I know you can. God, if you don't, I know you're able. God, if you don't, it's all right with me. It's all well with me, oh God. It's all well. We have to get to that place where we don't have to question, or we don't get so mad, because, see, what if God had got so mad with us a while back? Matter of fact, what about just this morning? Ah, what about it? Now, okay, Margo, thanks. She said after a reboot, the signal is clear now. I thank God for even covering this line, not to block the word, because I'm telling you, if you stay focused, if you stay tuned in, somebody's going to get free tonight. Somebody's going to get an answer. Some, you may have heard something he's saying many times before. You didn't heard it, you didn't heard it, you didn't heard it. But tonight, I guarantee you, I want you to listen. I want you to listen to what the man of God is saying, because some scales are going to come off somebody's eyes. Some earplugs and wax that's down in your ears going to get out the way, because there's a word of fire. There's a word of fire coming down tonight. And I'm asking you, don't run from the fire. Run into it. Run into the fire and let God burn all that mess off you. And I guarantee you there won't be no residue. Nothing but the residue of God, nothing but the spirit, nothing but the blood of Jesus will be all over you. So I'm just going to leave it right there. And I hear in God, my spirit, God is saying, the man of God is ready. Prophet, are you ready?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. You're right on point tonight.
Okay. All right. It's in your hands, man of God. I'm not going to mute my phone, because I'm going to be your amen audience on tonight. Okay?
All right. Very good. Very good. Right. Good evening, everybody on Facebook Live, as well as everybody on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited tonight. The Lord has just been doing some awesome and wonderful things on our behalf tonight. And so I am excited about what the Lord will share with us tonight. And so I'm going to ask you, if you got your Bibles, go to John chapter 9. Chapter 9. And we're going to start at the first verse, okay? So while you're getting that together, let's pray. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, I pray that we have an ear to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey. But, Father, most importantly, the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Father, as always, I pray that no flesh will glory in your sight. Father, let them not hear me, let them hear you. Let them not see me, let them see you. And, Father, I pray as we digest your word tonight, as we take in your word, that we'll hide it in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. So those of you who are on Facebook Live, do me a favor, like and share, share and like. I'm trying to get my head again. It's looking a little weird today. Like and share, share and like. Before we go further, we want to mention we're praying for those families who have lost loved ones. We're praying for the McFarland family, the Williams family. We're also praying for the Scales family. We're praying for just the people of God everywhere. This has been a season of loss that I've noticed, and so we want to make sure that we are lifting up everyone. Blessings, Pastor Huggins, awesome man of God. I want to jump right into this because I don't have long. I don't have a lot to say, and I don't want to hold you. But the Lord has been dealing with me the past couple of days about the divine setup. God, I feel the Holy Ghost even now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. About the divine setup. And so some things have transpired. On Sunday, my pastor, Bishop Jeffrey Davis, I had to leave service because I assisted a church in music ministry on Sunday morning. And so I had to leave church just a few minutes early. And the man of God began to share. He said, you know, Prophet Thomas has been through quite a bit of things in his life, especially recently. And he went on to say, he said, you know, and he'll tell you that some of it has been his fault and some of it hasn't been. And the man of God knows I have no quarrels on sharing anything. But it began to bless me. He began to say how things are getting ready to change in my life. And that prophecy was just so on point and just so received that the man of God took out time to just even prophesy to me, even not even in the building. And I bless God for that. And so I got to Sunday night, and Prophet Rockamore began to share some things with us as well. You know, just began to share that sometimes the enemy sends people in your life simply because he does not like where you're going. And because the enemy cannot kill you, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost Sarah down in my soul. Yeah. Because the enemy cannot kill you, he tries to set you up for failure. He tries to discourage you. He tries to turn you around. And many times that happens because he cannot kill the oil on your life. And so I've not gotten into the scripture yet, but I want to encourage somebody already before we get any further that the enemy cannot kill you. Don't you let what you see and what you feel make you get things twisted. I don't care what the devil tries. The enemy cannot kill you. And sometimes we get so bogged down and we get fearful because it seems as though, hallelujah, that the enemy is about to take us out. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage someone to let you know he does not have that power. The enemy had to ask God for permission to deal with Job. Hallelujah. And so then what am I saying to you? Before I start reading scripture, I want to remind somebody, the enemy has to get permission from God, hallelujah, to do anything to you. And the only reason God offered you up, my God, is because he trusts you. Notice, the enemy did not ask God for Job, but he asked God about what he could do to Job. And the only reason Job's name came up is because God could trust him. And I want to remind somebody before I go any further, your name came up because God could trust you. Hallelujah. You're going through what you're going through because God could trust you. Let me do some reading. John chapter 9, I believe. Amen. We're going to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. John chapter 9. First verse says, "And Jesus passed and saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered and said, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of spittle, and anointed his eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted sent. And he was sent, went his way, and therefore washed and came seeing. So I want to stop here for a moment, and I want to stop because immediately the first thing that comes up is that people are saying, Master, who did sin that this man was born blind?
Yeah.
Because most of the time you have to be careful about the people around you who watch you going through and are worried about what caused the issue instead of praying and encouraging you because what God's about to do is about to manifest glory. Good God Almighty, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me move this seat back. Sometimes we got the wrong people around us. You need somebody around you who's not concerned about the cause, hallelujah, but the purpose and the purpose and the purpose sender. So when you start going through and they begin to ask you questions about why you're dealing with this, that's the wrong question. The question should be, God, what are we going to do until you come through? God, what are you going to do until, what are we going to do until you manifest the outcome of this? Because all things are working together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so when I begin to go through Mama Jeanette, when I begin to deal with one thing or another, I've got to be reminded, hallelujah, that I reckon that the, I'm getting too excited, I reckon that the present suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory. And if you get off focus, you'll be worried about the wrong things, talking about the wrong things, dealing with the wrong things. Hallelujah. I've got to be focused on the fact that if God allowed it, bless you, Jesus, it's going to work out. Can I testify tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this for any pity or anything like that. I'm saying to you, this week, my job let me go. Okay? Let me go because of a policy issue. Okay? And so then when the woman of God said, we got to terminate your employment, I laughed. And the reason I laughed is I'm going through a thing with workers' compensation, right? And so here it is, the woman of God, the lady on the workers' comp said, she said, you're so positive. You're so upbeat, and most people who are dealing with what you're dealing with will not be upbeat. They'd be cussing, they'd be fighting, they'd be fussing. I said to her, I said, sweetheart, all things are working together for my good, and nobody, no job, no hallelujah, no boss,
hallelujah,
no company controls what God has said over my life. Hallelujah, God, help me, Holy Ghost, God is in control of my life. And whatever God allows, hallelujah, it's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in my eyes. Whatever I'm dealing with, whatever the battle is, whatever the struggle is, it's because God ordered it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He knows the plans that he has for me, the things I'm supposed to go through. He's already ordered it. My God, today, even my trouble, Sarah, has got to be anointed. I'm talking about it. I was responding right now.
Even
my trouble has got to be anointed. That means whatever I go through, it has to be on point because it's working for my good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever I'm dealing with, whatever is going on in my life, God is in control of what I'm doing. God is in control of my life. Not man, not the economy, not the president, not whatever's going on. God is the author and the finisher of my faith. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you mean by the author? In other words, God started the reason why I needed faith. You got to remember the reason why you need faith. It's simply because God put you in a position to trust him.
Yes.
God put you in a position where nobody could do for you what he said it needs to happen but him. He set you up. I know it seems kind of selfish, seems kind of mean for God to do that, but God set you up. He set you up to make sure that nobody could get the glory for what he's getting ready to do for your life but him. Nobody but him. Stop calling all these other folks, trying to get them to help you and get them to understand what you're going through. We sometimes are too busy, too worried about trying to get somebody to understand what it is that we're doing. You want somebody to understand what you're going through. You want somebody to know what you're going through. You want somebody to recognize what you're dealing with. But the truth of the matter is, hallelujah, God set you up for him to get the glory. Get rid of those people who are concerned about your problem and are concerned about your promise. It's all that comes out of their mouth is what you're going through and what they're going through and what the problem is and how we're going to get through this. And you got to get rid of them people that seem like every situation is about to kill them. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
every
true.
Situation, you have to die. Every situation is 911. Every situation, they got to have FEMA. Every situation, they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to get through this. That's not faith. That's not Bible. That's not belief. That's not Christendom. That is not what God has said for you in this season. Hallelujah. If I'm more than a conqueror, my God, I cannot talk fear. I cannot say fear. I cannot do fear.
Amen. Amen.
I got a reminder the other day. I find myself a woman of God in this season single, right? And so you hear horror stories about things about being single and being saved and being Christian and finding certain things. And I had to be reminded I've got to be careful about how I put my mouth on the pool which I decide to be in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In other words, I can't speak disparity about being single or about what I see or about what I keep bumping into or about the young woman that may be out here. I've got to make sure I keep my conversation in the eyes of God. In other words, I got to speak. There's a God, hallelujah. There's a godly woman out there, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, who's designed to understand the prophetic call, the apostolic call on my life, who knows and understands how to pray and how to war in the spirit, hallelujah, who understands that I'm not just a normal man, but I'm the called, the anointed of God that will begin to push me and help me and design and hold my arms up in the spirit. I've got to confess that out of my mouth.
Yes.
And be careful about what my confession is, my God, because
amen.
I know what it looks like, but what did God say? I know what it feels like, but what did God say? I know what the society is saying around me, but what did God say?
What did God say? Yes, yes.
He said nobody's sin. I gotta get out of here, Michelle. He said nobody's sin, but this was for the glory. I want to remind somebody, just in case you forgot, just in case it slipped your mind, hallelujah. Just in case you it's a little cloudy. Whatever you're dealing with is for the glory, hallelujah. Bless you. Whatever you're faced with, hallelujah, is for the glory. Whatever is surrounding you that seems to be, hallelujah, trying to take you out, it's for your glory. My enemies and my foes came up on me to eat of my flesh. They stumbled and they fell. My God,
hallelujah.
Sometimes God's trying to take you through to kill your enemies. God's taking you through to make sure that your enemies can no longer, that the Egyptians that you see today, you'll see no more forever. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I just want to remind somebody, it's all for his glory.
For his glory.
People are looking to justify your trial. But once again, remember that all things are working together for your good. Because some of these folk are hoping that your trial is because of sin, because it'll make them feel better. Hey, Beth, they're hoping that it'll be sin because they'll say, "I told you so. I told you that Beth wasn't about nothing. I told you that Tricia Baker wasn't about nothing. I told you that Michelle wasn't about nothing." They're hoping that you fall. They're hoping that you fall because out of all you've been through, out of all you've had to face, out of all you've been encountered, you're still there. You're still praising. You're still worshiping. You're still giving. You're still serving. You're still at the house of God on time, serving the man and woman of God, doing the scripture, doing the praise and worship, in the choir, on the praise team, on the usher board, on the mother board. You're still there.
Hallelujah.
And they feel like by now you would have given up, by now you would have sat down, by now you would have thrown in the towel, but they just don't know. Promise, my God, is keeping me going. Promise is keeping me moving forward. Promise is causing me to remember that God is not a man and he should lie, neither the son of man and he should repent. If God said it. All right, I feel like tuning up right there. Let me draw back because I felt an A flat right there. If God said it, he has got to perform it.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
He's got to perform it.
Yeah.
So then he says, listen, nobody's sin. This was for the glory of God. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Because when the night cometh, no man can work. I'm trying to tell you, God, Sister Thelma, bless you, God is on a schedule.
That's it.
When he says, I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of good out of evil, he knows what time you need it. He knows when you're going to need it. He's going to know. He knows how you, the very second that you need it. He knows that. My God. So in other words, he's saying you had to have the need before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
God made sure that you had a need before he ever got to the place to answer your prayer. So he set you up. He set you up to have a need. So he can answer your need. He sent a problem a long time ago. Before you thought to pray, before you thought to fast, before you thought to worship, God sent a situation down your road, down your lane, down your street. Because he knew, my God, when I say this way to Teresa, she gonna hit her knees and she gonna get down and she gonna say, Lord God, in the name of his father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I know you hear me, I know you can, I know you will. Father, I need you to answer me.
Glory,
and when
glory,
you say,
glory.
Father, I need you to, hallelujah, when you say, Father, I need you to answer me, he then put his angels on assignment. My God, today, the problem for many of us is there are too many of us who have not gotten to the place of need yet.
You better say
because
it.
Because you have not gotten to the place of need yet. You have not called on God like you need to. You haven't opened up your mouth like you need to because you ain't got that need as of yet. My God, a woman of God said it earlier. She said, now, delay is not denial. And I want to stick right there. Now, watch this. Delay is not denial, but God has no delay. And so if there is delay, it's on our end. Hallelujah. Because when, when God speaks, things happen. Hallelujah. My God. When God moves, when God says, when God touches, things happen. There is no delay in his word. There's no delay in his touch. There's no delay in his response. If there is delay, it's because on our end, we have done something wrong. And usually for us, it's disobedience. Because disobedience pauses the response of God to our situation. Because God's response to our disobedience is correction and not the blessing. So therefore, if we are in a place where we find ourselves in delay, Lord, fix whatever in me has caused the timing of your will in my life to be delayed.
All right.
Because when God, hallelujah, when God moves, it's right on time. When God speaks, it's right on time. When God says, it's right on time. My God, when God touches, he's right on time. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I said, hallelujah. I said, when God speaks, bless you, Jesus. I said, when God speaks, hallelujah, he's right on time. My God, hallelujah, his timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He knows of what you need before you even need it. Before you even ask, he knows of what you need. Hallelujah. And so therefore, when he opens up his mouth to speak, my God, things have to move. Hallelujah. There's no other choice. They can't say not right now. They can't say in a minute, Jesus. They can't say I'll think about it. But when he said, let there be, my God, today, hallelujah. When he said, let there be, it had to happen. I'm going to say it again. Bishop Apostle Palmer in Orlando, Florida was saying like this. When God said, let there be light, my God, his word had to echo through generations, through decades, through centuries because the sun is still there. Ayah, help me, Holy Ghost. So in other words, when God said, let there be light, it turned like this. Let there be light. My God, it had to continue to be said because every time the morning comes, that sun got to get up. Every time the night comes, that moon has to get up. Every time there's a storm, my God, those waters have to go into the right place. I'm telling you tonight, my God, today, that when God spoke in your life, that word has to obey him. I don't care what, my God. That word has to move. That word, those actions have to move. Mountains have to move. Water has to be still. The sun has to come up. When God speaks, hallelujah, things have to happen. They've got no other choice but to. They've got no other choice but to respond to the voice of God. My God, hallelujah, they've got no other choice but to respond to what God says. What am I saying to you? If you find delay in your life, I want you to right then and there say, Lord Jesus, whatever in me is causing, my God, delay in my life, Lord, take it away.
Take it away. Take it away.
I want to be in your divine will and not just your permissive will. And if we find delay in our lives, many times it's because we have not got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, whatever God tells you to do, you're going to do it. Whatever God says to say, you're going to say. Whatever God says to go, you're going to go.
That's it.
And so I am determined, Tasha, to make sure that whatever God tells Antoine to do, I'm going to do.
Amen.
I can't be worried about my friends. I can't be worried about family. I can't be worried about notoriety or popularity. I've got to do exactly what God told me to do because anything else costs too much.
That's it. You got to hear.
Ooh, right. So then watch this. So God's grace allows our delay to not be denial. So right where you are, thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace because his grace allows your delay not to cause denial. Because even though you didn't do what you were supposed to do, when you were supposed to do it, how you were supposed to do it, God still allowed his promise to still be yea and amen. And so therefore, God has allowed every situation in your life that you needed to still work out. I don't know about y'all. I would just tell old Antoine, I didn't do everything right all the time. And I sometimes still don't do everything right. But the old folks said he looked beyond my faults.
Beyond.
And he's hallelujah, and he saw my needs. Bless you, Jesus. Even when I messed up on purpose, hallelujah, he still blessed me anyway. He still covered me anyway. He still encouraged me anyway. He still lifted me anyway. And I said, somebody just thank him that I thank you for your grace.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Let me talk about grace. Gosh, let me talk about grace for a minute. Many of us, you at work or maybe with your landlord or your property owners, you have a grace period. And that grace period says that you're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock. But the grace says, if you punch in by 9:07, I'll still pay you as if you clocked in at 9 o'clock. Tell me, Holy Ghost. So the grace of God says, even though I told you to do this on Wednesday, because you didn't do it to the next month, I'll still pay you. Oh, my God, as if you did it when I told you to do it. That's how graceful God is.
Yeah.
That when you mess up and you disobey, he gives you the miracle or the blessing or the response as if you did it exactly how he told you to do it. Somebody got to tell me one more time, God, I thank you for your grace.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your grace.
Because I don't know about y'all, but
grace.
I needed that grace. It was a setup. Watch this. I got to go. Here's the other part of setup. Here it is that Judas kisses him, tells him, you know, he says, betray thou me, friend, with a kiss. And even though Judas was there, my God, to betray Jesus for the silver, it was still a setup. What are you talking about, prophet? I'm telling you, folks think they're doing you wrong. They think they're talking about you. Let me get back to my story. So my job let me go, and one thing or another, and woman said to God, she said, you're so positive. And I didn't go too deep into this, Regina, but I wanted to tell her, what you're doing is just letting me know that the prophecy that the man of God gave me Sunday is getting ready to manifest. Y'all give me a minute. I got to shout. Hold on.
Yes.
Got me, Holy Ghost. When you get a word from the Lord and all chaos begins to break out, that's not the time to be discouraged. That's not the time to get sad. It is just an indication that God is disconnecting you from anything that would cause his word not to manifest. You lose your friends, family acting funny, job not going to let you go. Oh, no. That's not the time to get sad. That's not the time to be down. That's the time to praise him. Hallelujah.
Praise
I laughed
him.
At that woman. I chuckled. I gave God praise. I began to bless him. Tears begin to come out of my eyes. Prophet, why would you begin to bless God for being fired? Why would you get joyous about being fired? Because that means God is about to do something in my life that just don't make sense. And I cannot be sad about the setup. I cannot be sad about the process. Hallelujah. Because I reckon that the present suffering cannot be compared to the glory.
That's it.
God does not make mistakes. God doesn't do anything wrong. God ain't tripping. He's not bipolar. He's not off schedule. He didn't forget to read his notes. I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil.
Yeah.
My God, he said until an expected end. I got to go here, y'all. I'm hollering in Addison, Illinois. But I want to tell somebody, God is just setting you up. Your situation are just the ingredients of what God is saying over your life. Stop crying. Stop worrying. Stop stressing. Stop tripping. Stop fussing. Stop complaining. And give God praise.
Because if
he allowed it, hallelujah, he's working things out.
Hallelujah.
He had begun a good work. It's faithful and just. My God, today, God, you ought to tell somebody, just type in, God didn't change his mind about me. Come on, type it in. God didn't change his mind about me. He meant that thing. He said exactly what he meant, and he meant exactly what he said. Oh, my God, today, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I said God meant what he said and said what he meant. My God, I will say it again. God meant what he said and said what he meant.
That's
good. Greater work shall you do.
Yeah.
Don't let your situation or let your circumstance get you off guard. My bishop said years ago, he said, don't let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes.
That's it.
Just want to remind somebody, My God, that God didn't change his mind about you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle McCoy. I said, God didn't change his mind about you. My God, when he said what he said, he meant what he said. I don't care what your family says. Matter of fact, I don't care what you say. Sometimes you got to tell your own self to shut up. Hey, I don't want to talk to me about tonight. Sometimes you got to tell your own self to be quiet. Tell your own self, stop saying that. Tell your own self, that ain't what God said. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. You got to tell yourself and say, my condition is not my conclusion. And this isn't the end. As long as I'm breathing,
that's it. As long.
I will always worship him. I got to go, y'all. I'm hollering in this little town. But I wanted just to remind somebody, God is just simply setting you up. Don't get discouraged. He didn't bring you this far just to leave you. He didn't teach you to swim just to let you drown. He didn't build his home in you just to move away. He didn't lift you up just to let you down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You stay focused. God is up to something. I feel the changes of the gears of God moving in this season. Hallelujah. I begin to feel the spirit of revival on last Sunday. I still feel that same, Bishop McCoy, I still feel that same spirit of revival. Not just a church meeting, hallelujah. Not just a coming a few days back. I'm putting the spirit of revival in the land. God's about to revive, hallelujah. God's about to revive some things in your heart. He's about to revive your love, about to revive your patience, revive your long suffering, revive your praise, revive your worship. I hear God said, I'm going to revive your faith. Some of you, your faith has been altered. Your faith has been battered. Your faith has been bruised, and you don't know how to believe God anymore. My God, every time you turn around, seems like something is happening. Every time you turn around, seems like there's something's going wrong. And God has said, I'm going to teach you and show you how to trust me and triumph. Hallelujah. My God, I said, God's going to teach you how to trust him and triumph. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Bless his Bishop Lee. God's going to teach you how to triumph in the faith. Because we've been battered every time we turn around. Something bad on the news. Something bad happened at the school. Something bad happened on the block. This bad. And God said, no. Stay focused. Stay focused. I've got greater for you. I've got a plan for you. I'm going to cause your faith to bring you great influence in the land. Stay focused and let God work. It's just a setup. It's just a setup. Let's pray tonight. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, I pray wherever my voice may be heard, whether on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live, Father, I pray tonight that we stay focused, that you bring focus to your people. Dedication, discipline, and patience for the work, oh God. Father, we've been battered, we've been bruised, but Father, I pray tonight that you begin to heal our faith, heal our trust, oh God, and restore vision. In the name of Jesus, Father, now for your glory. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. You arise and let your enemies be scattered, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name I pray tonight, it is so and so it is. Listen tonight, do me a favor, like and share this. I love you tonight. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
Amen. I thank God for the word on tonight. I told y'all the word was going to be fire. Then when, you know, this is the type of fire. And I didn't say fire. I said fire. You know how you say in the world. This is the type of word that was fire. And you don't put it out. You just lay there and bask in it. You thank God for the word of God, because the man of God said, let me get my note. He said, God didn't change his mind about me. Ooh, I don't know how y'all took that. But that right there, I took that in a place in my heart to say, God, I thank you. Even with, as the man of God said, me not doing right. Sometimes I know I didn't do right. Sometimes I found out I didn't do right. But just knowing that God didn't change his word. He didn't change his mind about me, his word about me. God didn't change anything about me that he put in place. Because even like the man of God said, when they gave him some news, supposed to have been devastating, he still chuckled and said, you don't know what you done. You done just gave me confirmation on a prophecy I have. So don't always look for something coming to you as bad news. You know, you got to turn it around, especially when you know that God has said something else. I thank God for pushing us into places that he's trying to get us to walk in freely.
sometimes we got to be pushed in it, like the man of God said. We got to tell ourselves to shut up. I thank God for the word on tonight. So if it's anybody on Blog Talk that want to say something, that want to encourage the man of God, please do so now. The lines are open. Facebook, you can just keep typing your remarks in. The man of God will see it. You are, just know the word tonight was for you. It was a personal word. Take it and let God bless you with it. Blog Talk, go ahead.
God, thanks to God. I want to thank the prophet for his words on tonight, for his encouragement, for uplifting us and helping us to remember that God hasn't changed his mind about us. His word is there, settled in the heavens, and we can trust him more. Thank you for the word on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to have some words, comments to the man of God on tonight?
Thank you, Prophet. Just want to say I love the timing of God. I like how you shared with us about God isn't, you know, bound by time. He doesn't have delays. We have them. I thank you for even reminding me of what he gave me a few years ago, that I accept what God allows, and it is very key to be able to accept what he allows, and he's teaching me daily. So thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else who would like to encourage the man of God on tonight? Okay, I just want to thank you all for tuning in on Facebook, whether it was the Man of God's Facebook page or if it was my page that I started, because I wanted to make sure the word get out. I'm not going to keep the word of God to myself anymore. You're just going to hear it when it's my turn. No, I'm going to share on Facebook every time we have a speaker on Smile3EIShopping.com. And I just want you all to know that God is doing a wonderful thing. Now, it's nothing new, because there's nothing new under the sun. God is doing what he said. His word will go out into every corner of the world. You can't hide it. You can't block it. You can't stop it. And tonight we found out it's a divine setup, because God did not change his mind about us. Make it personal. That God did not change his mind about me. So I'm going to see if the man of God have any closing remarks he would like to give us, any information about events he has coming up, and we're going to go from there. Man of God, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Just remember, remember everything that God does is always in strategic timing for a strategic purpose, whether good or bad. Either way, it's working for our good. And when I begin to respond like that this week, even within the accident, the woman of God at EMT said, she said, "You're so positive, you're so high-spirited." Listen, God is in control. And as long as I remember that, everything else ain't none of my business. My God, I felt that. Sometimes we're too busy minding God's business. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus.
Get out.
And we get to minding God's business, and that means we start giving our input in. And that was never the intent. He said in everything give thanks. That is my business. My business is the thanks, not the why, not the how it's going to end, not what's happening during. My only job is that whatever I'm in is to give thanks, and when I give him thanks, obey him. But that's a part of my thanks. My thanks is not just thank you, Jesus. My thanks is also I'm obeying you because you trusted me for with this situation, and you trusted me with this circumstance. So I'm thanking you by obeying you in every situation and every circumstance, because I trust you and you trust me. So with nothing going on right now, keep your eyes and your ears open. We've been praying about a one-night revival coming to Chicago, and once we discover, you know, discuss it with our covering, and our bishop gives us, you know, leeway to do what the Lord will lead us to do, and we're going to get that schedule, we're going to get that out, and we're going to have a good one-night prophetic revival. I feel the Lord just talking to me about some things, and when I get all the instructions on board, you'll get them, and I'm looking for a hot time in the Lord. God bless you tonight.
I know that's right, man of God. I thank you for dropping that in our spirit, because that's what Apostle Elect been talking about. It needs to be a revival. And I thank God that that's his word, because it ain't just hit one person. It's hidden where it needs to be hit at. The word needs to be heard, whether it's a one-night or a three-day or a weekend revival. I thank God for what he's doing. You all, thank you all for joining in on tonight. I just want to say, every time Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, has a service, whether it's Blog Talk and Facebook or if it's just Blog Talk, you all need to tune in, because whatever speaker is speaking, they're speaking from the Word of God and what God has put in their heart. Most of us are letting you know about some things that happened to us, transparent, you know. Some of us, we talk about, like, depends on who the speaker is, Pastor Tony Montgomery and Minister Ron Montgomery, they tell you about family life. It's different keys to this ministry, but you need to listen in to hear what the Word of God is saying. Yes, that's a cheap plug or whatever you want, but I'm plugging for the body of Christ. I'm plugging for God, for the kingdom of heaven. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And whatever we're doing, see, a lot of times people think you got to seek God only in the morning. No, you seek him all day. All day. You don't just get hungry early in the morning. You be hungry all day, whether you eat or snack. That's how you got to be about God. Need him, want him all day. On Sunday mornings, we are here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's Sunday morning on Blog Talk. Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here on Facebook Live and Blog Talk, when we're dealing with Monday night service. This Monday coming up should be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas' turn. So please share this information. Watch for our postings. Tune in. Share with your family and friends. On Friday night, which was tonight, is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's speaker was Prophet Antoine Thomas, which told us that the program was We were set up, a divine setup, because God did not change his mind about us. Even though the man of God didn't ask you all, I'm going to ask you all to put that on your Facebook page, that God did not change his mind about me. And tag the prophet Antoine into it, Antoine Thomas. Tag him into it. And I want you all to come back next Friday. It's the third Friday of the month. That'll be my turn to minister. And we're going to see what God has put in my heart, whether he have me do it or have me have someone else do it. But remember this, God did not change his mind about you. Knowing that, that's enough. You can sleep well on that tonight. Amen, everybody. We love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, everyone.